Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Good morning and welcome to Leading Off with True Blue LA. It's Thursday, June 23rd. Be sure to listen to this episode before today's baseball game, which is a morning baseball game. It's one of the Dodgers' earliest start times of the season. They play at 9:35 a.m. against the Reds in Cincinnati. It's getaway day. The Dodgers have won the first six games against the Reds this season, four in Los Angeles in April, two in this series. They played really well. Maybe by the time you listen to this podcast, the Dodgers might have added yet another right-handed outfielder. They seem to be picking those by the bushel this week. Stefan Romero was the latest to get the call. He joined the team from Oklahoma City on Wednesday, though he did not play in the middle game of the series against the Reds. The reason he was up is because Hanser Alberto went on the paternity list. He'll be out a few days. Alberto and his wife Olga are expecting their third daughter. There was a really nice piece by Juan Toribio of MLB.com in his sort of beat newsletter on MLB.com. He talked to Alberto about it was in advance of Father's Day, so it was sort of related to that. But I thought this was interesting. This is from what Alberto told Toribio. You learn to become a better man in all areas of your life. The best thing about being able to get home and seeing all of my daughters. This is a difficult game and a lot of things happen, but when you have kids, things are just different. They don't understand the game. They just want to be loved and cared for. It was a really sweet piece about how fatherhood changed Alberto's life, and now he's going to have a third daughter. So very cool for them. So paternity leave is 3 days. You know, the teams are generally okay if a player needs more time or whatever, but, you know, they're generally out three games. So would expect Alberto to be out through probably Friday in Atlanta and then, you know, maybe back Saturday, something like that. But who they have now is Romero, who, again, he was one of the people we mentioned earlier in the week. You know, one of the right-handed bats who actually plays outfield in AAA and one of the options, you know, they had to sort of call up. But he played the last 5 years in Japan. He hit 98 home runs over there. Four of those years were with Oryx, and the other one was with Rakuten. He last played in the majors with the Mariners in 2016. He played for parts of three seasons with Seattle. This year, so he signed a minor league deal with the Dodgers in February, was a non-roster invitee, got hurt in spring training, started the year on the injured list, ended up hitting, he started off hot, I think, once he finally got healthy and rejoined OKC. He was hitting 270, 337, 461 with three home runs and eight doubles in 24 games for Oklahoma City. So he gets the call. He joins Trace Thompson, who the Dodgers traded for Monday, activated Tuesday. Thompson hasn't started either game in right, though he did enter both games, both of the first two games against them. We'll talk about him in a little bit, but yeah, that's it's interesting to see how, you know, where the sort of Dodgers are at on this. But yeah, who knows what I want to know what how the wheels turned at some point over the weekend. They figured, you know, with Mookie Betts out, like, we need to get an outfielder. What are we going to do? I wonder if they're thinking, because, you know, Dave Roberts was mentioning they would prefer a right-handed bat to come up, and because that's what they were sort of getting in Kevin Pillar before he got hurt. Someone who can actually play the outfield, hit right-handed, has a little pop. So I wonder if, had they not, were they not able to trade for Trace Thompson, I wonder if Romero would have gotten the call first. Because it seemed pretty clear, like, Eddie Alvarez had a sort of a rough game Sunday. And it's not like that you could never play him there, because he's actually started the last two games in right field still. But it's more like, okay, we need some reinforcements here, and I think that's what they were sort of going for. And they definitely needed someone for at least like an extra outfielder for Tuesday. So I do wonder about the timing of that. It just worked out, you know, that they did get Thompson in time. But now they have both, Thompson and Romero, and I'm sure there's going to be a few more options we'll discuss shortly. But yeah, you know, sort of a daily roster move for the Dodgers, and that's where we're at.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.
So the other part of Stefan Romero getting called up, they had to create room on the 40-man roster for him. And to do that, they transferred Edwin Rios from the 10-day injury list to the 60-day injury list. So we knew Rios was out a while because he has a torn hamstring. Dave Roberts at the time, this was June 2nd, he heard it. He went on the injury list June 3rd. And Dave Roberts at the time called it a significant hamstring strain. The day after he was hurt, Roberts, he mentioned that the hamstring tore off the bone, which is sort of never a phrase you want to hear. So, you know, it seems like they've said, like, Rios didn't need, like, surgery, but it's one of those that's just going to take forever to heal. So now this at least puts a rough timetable. Before it was he's going to miss a, quote, handful of weeks. Now it's going to be a couple handfuls of weeks because on the 60-day injured list, it means the earliest he could possibly come back is August 2nd. So we're here at June 22nd. So we got, you know, that's six more weeks without Edwin Rios. So that's rough. He was second on the team in home runs when he got hurt, and that was with limited playing time. He had sort of inserted his way back into the starting lineup right before he got hurt. He was DHing a lot. And, you know, he had a 39% strikeout rate. It's a problem, but, like, it helped. You can sort of overcome that when you have his kind of power. And, again, second on the team in home runs, he had seven in a very limited time. And you you know, that's what they need. Like, we saw that last year with the bench. Like, they had a bunch of rookies they were using early, and, it was a lot of, like, high strikeout guys, but who could run into one. They just didn't run into one a lot. Like, so they sort of shifted gears once they got some veterans. And, I mean, they got a lot of veterans. Not all those worked out either, but, like, it was a rough sledding last year. Now it's going to be interesting to see how they sort of handle this year. Because right now, like, the bench as it stands is in a rough spot. We had, you know, rosters went from 14 to 13 pitchers on Monday. So teams are now carrying 13 position players instead of 12 for the most part. And so you have like four bench players instead of three. And now, so like Hanser Alberto is one of those bench players, but he's out for a few days now. But you got Trace Thompson, who's had, you know, limited major league success really the last like 5 years. He's been, you know, up and down in the minors. He was hit really well this year. He actually had a two-run double that helped break open Wednesday night's game against the Reds. That was really good. But it is what it is. Like, but he can actually play the outfield pretty well, and seems pretty smooth out there, and that, you know, it's a little better. He like you said, he didn't start this game, came in later as a pinch hitter, and then finished off the game in right field. Stefan Romero, again, last played in the majors in 2016, but again, has some pop. We'll see. Eddie Alvarez, also in his 30s. So he's like a utility guy, played infielder, obviously a great athlete, a literal two-time Olympian. He won a silver medal in speed skating in the Winter Olympics, and then in baseball in the Summer Olympics last year. So, but he's an infielder, and then now so since Mookie Betts has went out, Alvarez has started four of the last five games. It's going to be interesting to see how they sort of divvy up that playing time. Zach McKinstry is also active. Now, it is going to be interesting once Alberto gets back, because they have a sort of opportunity here, if they want to sort of reshape the bench a little bit. And so they called McKinstry up over the weekend, and then he's back. So you could conceivably keep Romero and Thompson around, so you have your sort of two right-handed pop guys off the bench. And then, then it's just a matter of which Eddie Alvarez and Zach McKinstry both have options. Obviously, they're playing Alvarez more. I don't think he's in real danger to go down. Now, so the question becomes, do you option Zach McKinstry, which seems likely given how little they play him, and keep Romero? Or do you just, like, designate Romero for assignment and then hope he clears waivers? And keep him, or if you lose him on waivers, you lose him on waivers. Like, we'll see what they're going to do with that. But that's sort of where they're at with the bench. So the thing with Mookie out, and now also with Edwin Rios now out until August 2nd. We don't know how long Mookie Betts is out, but it's expected to be at least, you know, like 2 weeks or something. At least two weeks. So the way the roster is structured, one of the bench has to start every single game. That includes Austin Barnes, who's going to catch one out of every three or four games. Now, when Barnes catches, you can keep Will Smith at DH if you want to. You can't really do that every time Barnes catches. Well, you could, except like right now they're in a stretch of 20 games in 20 days. So I think they will be cognizant of giving Smith some days off, but I think he's going to probably play a little more often than he has been given that. But outside of that, like right now, like I said, Eddie Alvarez started four of the last five in right field. They have a left-hander coming on Saturday. You figure Trace Thompson's going to get the starts against lefties, so it's just a matter of like how they mix and match the other games, and then whether it's do they want Will Smith to have an actual off day. Do they use him at DH when Barnes is catching, or how they sort of utilize it? So it's weird because it reminds me of last year when the depth was tested early on, when like Bellinger was hurt, Seager was hurt, McKinstry, who started off really well, was hurt. And they had to go to like, Luke Rayleigh, DJ Peters, a bunch of guys who struggled, Sheldon Noisy, they all struggled. Then they ended up signing Pujols and all this stuff. They got Billy McKinney at some point last year, and you figure, okay, there's some outfield depth. And then next thing you know, he started like 10 straight games in right field. Again, this was when Mookie Betts had the hip stuff going on. And then he ended up starting, I think, like 20 games in right field, and it was in like a month stretch. So he was essentially like all of a sudden an everyday player. So you got to – that was a rough spot to be in. He didn't really do much, you know. So that's sort of I think that you have to figure right now the Dodgers are keeping their options open in terms of how do we sort of upgrade that, upgrade the depth beyond just hoping that Mookie Betts and Edwin Rios at some point will come back, because that obviously strengthens everything. But one of the ways I think you could potentially see a change is like if they promote from within, and like, I guess it's a matter of who do they choose. If they don't go the veteran route, Miguel Vargas, for instance, is their top hitting prospect. That's the closest to the majors, at least. He's in AAA. He started in left field on Wednesday for Oklahoma City. It was his first professional game in the outfield. Now his position is really batter, but like he's mostly played third base in the minors. They've also tried him at first base and second, but third base is where he's mostly played. You know, it's conceivable that like he could hit his way onto the roster, and it really depends on how this sort of group goes. But like he would be more they would be more amenable to calling him up if they would be comfortable at least occasionally like putting him in left. Not that he has to play all the time in the outfield. But I think you could see him get a run, like if he's hitting, even if he just comes up as the DH or occasionally spells or plays third with like Justin Turner DHing and Max Muncy at second or something like that. But you know, who knows what's going to happen? But you figure they're going to keep their options open. But also, once the like trade deadline comes, like maybe that's where they sort of look to acquire someone to sort of augment the bench in that regard. But yeah, we'll see how they handle these 20 games in 20 days. So far, so good on the road trip, although they are playing the Reds. They've scored 8 runs in 2 games. Big test this weekend coming up against the Braves, but they got to finish off the Reds series first, and we'll see if they add anyone before Thursday or Friday. So thanks for listening, everybody. We will talk to you tomorrow.